I think this is pretty much the first full week that, you know, most people have been back to work. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to say, you know, or ask the question, how many of you, when you started this week out, wished you weren't starting the week out? You know, this, you know, the alarm clock went off on Monday and you thought, oh no, here we go. We're starting the year out again. Yeah. You know, wouldn't you like to make this a permanent thing? So I guess what we'll say is we'll commit today. That's our goal, to help you make this a permanent thing. So one of these Januaries, when you get up on that first Monday, you don't have to go into work. That's our goal. How about that?
I like it a lot. And I can tell you, I had the time of my life getting my 10 and 5 year old out of bed to kick their butts and get them back to school time. There's nothing like having a 2.5 week layoff for the holidays. And then you got to go right back.
Yeah. It's like coming out for the 12th round or something. It's like, okay, no, you're going to be no rematch. But, I don't know. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. 2025 flew by in the blink of an eye. And Tom, I know when it comes to our listeners, when it comes to your clients, it was a great year all around for the Alpha Wealth Group. And obviously excited about what's to come in the new year as well, aren't we?
Absolutely. You know, it's a new year. Well, there's new rules. You know, it's not always, hey, January 1st means everything changes. But certainly it's a new tax year, which means, again, there's new rules. The 401k plans, well, they start January 1st through December. We'll talk a little bit about that. How can we get set up so throughout this year we're doing the right things that are going to make a big impact on our retirement plan? We'll get into those today. I think we're going to cover a number of ideas that we'll touch upon that.
Yeah, no doubt. We got a lot to get to on the show here today. And let's dive right into it, man, because obviously a lot of folks after the holidays really want to know what the new year is going to bring when it comes to the stock market. Well, I want to play a piece of sound for you here. This is strategist Steve Sosnick recently on CNBC talking about what he's looking for in 2026.
I think we're going to move away a little bit from being concerned about inflation at the Fed level, and that will cause inflationary expectations to rise. At the same time, there's a lot of tricky precedents that happen in the mid-year election cycle. The last two bear markets we've had in 15 years were in 2022 and 2018. Also, a new Fed chair tends to get a test early in his or her term. That's all getting priced in, and that's where I see a little bit of a possibility of a pullback, and just part of it is I'm a natural contrarian.
I like how he ends that. I'm a natural contrarian. But I don't know, Tom, if you ask me, that sounds like quite a bit of uncertainty when it comes to what to look for from Wall Street. So let's talk to that listener. They're 5 to 10 years away from retirement. What are some things they should be doing now in the event that 2026 ends up being a down year in the markets?
Well, there's a number of takeaways from this, Kevin. Look, if you're relying on your investments, and that's kind of this, I think more so people are getting to a number. We hear that so common. Look, if I can get to a million, if I can get to 2 million, that's the plan. And we're relying on our investments, you know, as I've used the phrase before, growing a pile of money and picking at it. Boy, that can really, it can cause some problems. What do I mean by that? He's talking about the market. Because again, if that's our plan to say, okay, I'm relying on this pile of money, well, what happens if that first year out we're in a market downturn? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the challenges we have. So I would ask the question, and I would pose it to anyone. If you were sitting across the table from me and I said, what are you doing for market risk? I don't know what this year is going to be. He's a contrarian. I think, you know, we can have our opinions on where the market's going to go. But, you know, 2018, 2022, the market was down almost 20%. 2018, the market was down again. We can always go back to 2008. Into 2009, peak to trough, it was down 50%. And so what happens if you're retiring and all of a sudden that first year, that just happens to be that down year? Well, how does the plan work now? So we're going to get into some of the solutions there, but certainly we deal with market risk. The other thing is longevity risk. Look, the average age of an individual right now is, well, let's say it's 65. It doesn't matter what your longevity is. If you're at 65, your longevity for a male or your age expectancy or life expectancy, sorry, is 83 if you're a female, or it's 85. You have a 1 in 3 chance of a couple of someone being to 95. Now we have longevity risk. Again, how is this pile of money or getting to a number plan working now? And then, of course, we have to deal with taxes. Most of our money's in tax deferred. What happens if tax rates go up? What happens if a spouse passes away? I still have RMDs and I still got to pay the tax. Again, we're going to talk about answers to these solutions. I'm not here to say, oh, these are all these bad things. Here's the good news. The 5 to 10 year window before retirement is one of the most, I would say, high impact planning periods of your entire life, because the choices you make can dramatically improve your income. What am I talking about? What about doing things like Roth conversions, getting closer to tax-free, establishing the income that we need in retirement? You have to start taking a look at your income. You may want to start to look at your, so again, this is an opportunity, I would say. Mm-hmm. You asked the question, Kevin, if we're 5 to 10 years out, what are some things we should be looking at? Well, here's an opportunity to kind of stress test your plan and say, okay, where do I stand? And what are the things I can do now that I'm 5 to 10 years out? When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Is it time to take a little gas off, maybe reduce some of the risk? We don't want to start going backwards. I know, again, these are things, what about healthcare? As I said, there's a lot of tax moves we can start making. I mentioned, you know, Kevin, you mentioned beginning of the year. Well, we're going to be contributing to our 401ks, hopefully, if we're still working. Well, there's two decisions to make there. Number one, the contribution levels went up. If you're over age 50, I think you can now put $32,500. Do we want to put in $2,800 a month so we get to that and we max out the contributions? I won't spend a lot of time. We'll talk more about that. But then we have to decide on, do we want to do a Roth contribution? So two decisions. How much do I want to contribute? I hope you can contribute to max. And then the tax decision, do I want to put some in Roth and some in traditional? Man, all of these things, you know, are going to be impactful, again, the 5 to 10 years down the road. And so that's the good news. I know I mentioned, look, you got market risk, you've got longevity risk, you've got potential of tax risks, we got inflation. No one's immune to inflation. Mm-hmm. So when have you really tested your plan and looked at it? So I would just say, if you're 5 to 10 years out from retirement, here's the moment, right? So let me just say this, as I said, I think this is an opportunity. If you're 5 to 10 years out from retirement, this is your moment. It's not next year. It's not when things calm down. It's right now. This is it. We're at the beginning of year, so even maybe I can say it's more timely. Because the decisions you make, as I said, in this 5 to 10 year window, it can make or break the next 30 years of your life. We talked about life expectancy. You could be in retirement 25, 30 years. So it's all about taking a look at what are your goals. Then we say, where do you stand? And then we test your plan to see if you're there. Then we talk about how do we try to get to tax-free. We take a look at your portfolio. We talk about creating an income plan, an income you can't outlive. This is all part of it. And so if you haven't started this process yet, well, I guess today's a great day to begin. And that's the offer. You know, if you want to give us a call, there's no cost or obligation. We will dig into all of these things, from the taxes to the investments to the, again, income planning, your estate planning, all of it. You heard me say it before. I'll say it again. Throw everything in a box. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar, schedule a time to chat on the phone, we can do a Zoom call. But let's get this started. Let's not wait. I think there's some great opportunity here, Kevin. And really, this is the time to take action.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Maybe you're tuned in today, and like we were talking about just a short time ago, as Tom mentioned, maybe 2026 is going to be your year where you do walk away from the 9 to 5. If that's the case, you'd like to start putting that foundation in place for your financial future. The number again is 630-864-6711. That's how you can get on Tom Fortino's calendar at the Alpha Wealth Group. Again, 630-864-6711. All right, so Tom, a lot of folks listening today, mm-hmm, probably can relate to the next topic that we're going to get into, is, you know, sort of knowing where all of those important documents are located. Now, I'm raising my hand, full disclosure, my mom is still with us, and I have no idea where they are. I'm sure that's something you hear quite a bit from your clients as well, isn't it?
That's a big thing, right? We go through life, we gather up all this stuff, and we're busy with life. Not a criticism, but, mm-hmm, you know, when we lose kind of control of stuff and where things are at.
Yeah. Know a lot of folks lose track of, yep, where those important documents are. Take, for example, comedian Greg Warren. He admits he has no idea.
I'm a constant disappointment to the DMV. Sir, do you have your Social Security card? I haven't seen that in 30 years. Sir, it's an important document. Well, then you guys shouldn't have printed it on a gum wrapper. Okay? At least the passport people made a book out of their thing. It's got pages and a cover. And yes, I lost that one too, but I shouldn't have. Sir, do you have your birth certificate? My birth certificate? That document is 54 years old. I also don't have the Declaration of Independence.
I know that's such a great soundbite. Yeah. And again, I think it's something we can all relate to. Whether it's passwords or just having all kinds of documents here, yeah, and there and everywhere. But Tom, when it comes to tax season, a lot of folks, yeah, will file, they'll move on with their lives. But let's talk about the importance of that ongoing tax planning instead of just focusing on tax filing year in and year out.
Yeah, this is so important. And you know, if anyone that have listened to us before, we make tax planning integral to what we do. Look, we're part of a registered investment Investment Advisory Group. I like to say we're different by design. Look, because I think we are. Mm-hmm. When you look at just, it's not about just managing the money. We do that, and I think we do a good job. But what about the other piece of that, which is tax planning? I had a conversation this week with someone who said, you know, I asked the person I was working with, which is not uncommon, and they'll say, go talk to your accountant, and nobody's talking. And then what happens? You know, we get these documents. So, I mean, that's part of the, one of the takeaways is, are you getting this advice? And I'm going to give you some examples. I mean, I can give you one right out of the gates. Look, we're in the beginning of this year, as we said. Well, we're in 2026. Guess what? That means you can make a contribution now this year to the Roth for 2026. And oh, by the way, we mentioned new year, new rules. If you're 50 or over, you can do $8,600 to a Roth. Yep. You heard me. $8,600 to a Roth. It was $8,000 last year. And guess what? We're in this unique window because we can still do 2025 through April. So you can do 2 years. You can do $8,000 last year, $8,600 this year. That's $16,600 that you can put in for 2025 and 2026, money that will grow tax-free the rest of your life. So those are opportunities that we always look at, and Roth conversions, all of that. I'll get into more of that in a second. But the point, Kevin, is we really need to get away from this, something we do every April, something we do with the CPA or whoever we're working with. Looking at the past, there's really not, we're just reporting history versus using tax laws to save money. You talk about these documents, Kevin. Look, you're getting these 1099s. You've heard me call them the I'm telling on you forms, right? Because you're getting it. And so when you think about it, you're getting a 1099. These are your opportunities. And when I say throw everything in a box, that's why I tell people, even your tax returns. Because they're going to tell me something. You're getting a 1099 from some of your investments, and you're saying, look, I got 4% on the CD. Hold on. You may have gotten 4%, but if you're giving 25%, let's just use simple numbers, effective tax bracket, or, you know, you're getting 3%, not 4. Your buddy or your partner, the IRS, is going to get some of that. And we can get into all of these things, you know, whether these things are taxed. You look at your Social Security, up to 85% of your benefit can be taxed. So $60,000 benefit, $50,000 can be taxed. Again, you're not getting $60,000 if you're being taxed on $50. You might be getting, you know, if it's a $10,000 or $12,000 tax, you might be getting $48,000 net. So you see why this is so critical to planning and why we incorporate it. You know, I had a conversation just this week with someone who was talking about 3 or 4 years away from the required distribution. And I said, well, let's look at over the next 3 or 4 years, converting that to a Roth. Guess what? By the time you're 73, you have no RMDs because Roths don't have RMDs. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, at some point, if you take money out of that, every penny's tax-free. And you see why all of these things, and that's why we offer this information and why it's so important to understand, and it doesn't have to be that complicated. So if you're my client, I'm not just helping you with part of your plan as far as the investments. I'm also trying to be tax-efficient. Look, the market's been doing well recently. Why would I own, you know, we talked about that, owning growth in your Roth. So these are things because it's tax-free. So when I get back to some of these issues of you shouldn't own a CD in a Roth typically, but if you do, that 4%, every penny's yours. You have no partner. You need 40,000. You know, you need 30,000 out of your IRA. You don't need to pull out 40. You pull out 30. Mm-hmm. And so we have these, you mentioned the reports earlier, Kevin. These are on our website. You know, it's getting to tax-free. That's on there. That's information you can get. There's also another tax report on there. But, you know, if we're just, you know, collecting these documents, throwing them together, having, you know, an accountant take care of it, we're missing out. As I said, that's money you will never get back again. When you pay a tax, it's gone forever. Not only is it gone, which means you're not getting any return on it. And so this is why it's so critical. And I asked the question, what are you doing for taxes? I mentioned three things. I mentioned Roth IRA contributions. You can still do 2025. I mentioned Roth 401ks, I think, in the last segment. And then I just mentioned Roth conversions. Those are three things. They're all independent of each other. You can do all three. And so, again, are we having these conversations? I haven't even gotten to being tax efficient. Anyway, I'll stop there. But if you want to take a look at this, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com, download information. If you have a specific question you want to understand, hey, does a Roth conversion make sense for me? And what are the strategies? How can I start to get to tax-free? Better yet, you know, if you want to come in, we'll go back to the same thing I said, throw everything in a box. We'll go through all this stuff. It will include the things we talked about, which is, you know, starting to put a tax plan, that's just one of the, we talk about the five pillars to your retirement plan, not just creating income you can't outlive, which we're going to get into again today. We're getting into a lot, Kevin.
Yeah, think, no doubt. Right? No doubt.
Okay. But it's creating income you can't outlive. We'll go back to the our mantra, creating income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes so you get most of that income tax-free, having an investment plan that's smart and works well and meets your objectives, protecting the assets, which we're going to talk about that, and having a estate plan, having documents and control assets during your lifetime, and make sure it goes to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. There's a plan. If you want to sit down and go through all of these things and then really incorporate a tax plan so you don't have to keep giving money, I'm not a fan. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to cuss on the radio or whatever. No, taxes are really, they're terrible. But there's ways to try to keep more money. So if you want to look at that, as I said, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Get on my calendar. We can schedule a time to chat about anything. If you want us to customize some information for you, or better yet, you want to sit down, because everybody's situation is unique. We can really dig in. There's no cost or obligation. Pick up the phone, give our team a call. We'll do a complete retirement plan review, including tax planning and getting to tax-free. 630-864-6711.
Taxes very well could be one of your biggest expenses in retirement, but let's be honest, Tom, they don't have to be, right?
No. I mean, that's, you know, I've given the examples before, you know. This is an it's illustrative, I think. But look, if you start doing, I mentioned that individual we talked to said about getting his money into a Roth over the next few years. No RMDs. Now, if you can be aggressive and do all the things we talked about, you may be able to get all your Social Security tax free on top of that.
So, Tom, around the holidays, I had a house full of sick family members. I had two sick kids. I had a sick wife, which means I was spending a lot of time by myself scrolling through social media. And I came across this unbelievable story of an 88-year-old man. He was working in a supermarket in Detroit, and an online influencer decided to pay that supermarket a visit. Now, when he did, he found a gentleman by the name of Ed Bombas. Like I said, he's 88 years old, and he says he's forced to work full time because, as he said, he can't retire. Take a listen to this story.
Retired from General Motors in 99. 2012, they went bankrupt and they took my pension away from me.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a wife?
She passed away 7 years ago. The thing that hurt me the most was my wife was real sick. When they took the pension, they also took the health care coverage and all but $10,000 of my life insurance. So I sold the house, sold the property I had, and we made it through. My wife died 7 years ago.
And you're working here how many days a week?
I work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day.
And you do that because you have to?
I don't have enough income.
All right, so on the surface, Tom, this is an extremely sad story to hear what Ed has been through over the years. But can I give you the happy ending here for this whole story? That influencer launched a GoFundMe account, raised over $1.7 million in just a matter of days, so Ed could finally retire. Now, ultimately, let's be honest, Tom, most of us aren't going to get bailed out by a viral influencer rescue. But talk to the folks out there. How can you really help them build that income plan so they don't, you know, experience a similar fate to what Ed had to go through over the years?
Yeah, this covers so much, Kevin, when we talk about an income plan, but then there's these other parts of that, like in this case, and I know we're going to talk more about this. That's why I say asset protection is one of those five pieces. How do you protect it? You're an asset. If you're married, your spouse is an asset. Mm-hmm. If there's a long-term illness, how do you protect? And the issues were compounded. I mean, my God, you know, his pension goes away because GM goes bankrupt. In addition to that, then he's got to deal with the long-term illness. This is why when we talk about being complete and at least addressing these, you know, do the best you can. We can't control everything, but do the best you can. So when we talk about having a steady stream of income, this is why it's so crucial, and this is why we incorporate that into our planning. I mentioned the things we're dealing with. Look, we have longer lifespans. You know, Social Security alone isn't enough, I'm sure, in this case, and this is an example. And so that's another thing. Then you get into healthcare costs that are rising. Inflation is part of that, not just healthcare, but on everything else. Again, I said it before, no one is immune to inflation. So these things that we have, look, those are the challenges. When you stop working, of course, your paycheck stops. So how do you replace that? What is your plan to do that? Now, you can have investments, and that's great. And again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. But when I say to someone, what is the income plan? Is it pulling money off an account? Well, we have to be careful about that because of all these other risks. So when we look at the, we've spent a lot of time in the past, Kevin, on the Social Security decision, the claiming strategies, which, you know, some, there's been a few changes to that this year, mostly in the positive. There is a raise, you will see it this year, of 2.8%. So you may see another $100 in your Social Security, depends on, you know, so that's something. But that's only one piece of it. Are you doing the most to maximize your Social Security? We won't spend a whole time on that. We can spend a whole show on it. But keep in mind, when you lock into a lower benefit, you know, if you take it at 62 versus 67, that's a 30% reduction for the rest of your life. You can't change it down the road, and it may impact the spousal benefit. We, again, we could spend a lot of time on that. That's only one piece of it. The other part of that is what other things you can do. Now, in this case, the pension went away, and I think in Illinois we can appreciate, unfortunately, some of these pensions that are kind of on the bubble, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So how do you create some other income streams? And we've talked about these, and it's something to look at, which are annuities. That's an example. Yes, investments can be part of it, and they should be. You may have other things, but the annuities are something that we could take a look at because they act as a pension. I'm not pro or con, but there's been a number of studies. You know, the way they work is they can provide you a guaranteed lifetime income stream during your lifetime. And oh, by the way, a joint lifetime income stream. So it does not reduce at the first death. So in this example, had they had that in place, even after a spouse passed away, it would continue for the rest of his life. And so this is why, again, these are ideas, not for everybody, but does it make sense for you? And one of the key takeaways from this, and we'll talk a little bit more about them, is the psychological impact of it that we don't talk about. 2020 Vibe study by Retirement Income Institute, it said they found that retirees spend about 80% of their guaranteed predictable income, where they only spend about 50% of the portfolios because they have difficulty pulling money off. And so, and we share these stories where people don't do things maybe in life that they want to do because they're concerned. But if we can simulate the paychecks, right, by doing the right, which is we do an entire analysis of your Social Security. No perfect answer, but you should do the analysis to see what makes sense for you. Then we look at, are there other ways to create income that you cannot outlive? You start stacking these things on each other. And if you have your own pension plan, that's great. Maybe you have a lump sum option so you can create your own. Again, this is just one piece of your overall plan. We get into these other aspects of it we talked about, but a predictable income stream, you know, one of the biggest things about it is it reduces your stress, and I believe allows you to enjoy, you know, your time in retirement without constantly worrying about money. And some of the studies have talked about it. So, you know, for those of you that want information on this or want to even, you know, you can schedule a time. We have Maximizing Income Retirement. We have The Truth About Annuities. These are all reports that are available on our website. We make this available to you so you want to pull them off and read through them and learn about these things. You deserve to know. Opinions are one thing, and again, I've talked about that before. It's a little disheartening when someone makes general comments that either are misleading, maybe inaccurate, completely inaccurate, or they just, you know, you need to know, you deserve to understand how these things work. So if you want to look at creating this income plan, and as I said, creating income you cannot live, trying to get more of it tax-free, protecting it, that's what we do. We'll sit down and go through these ideas through you. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the Social Security. Look at that. All of these aspects of income. Do you have a pension? Call your company. Get that information. Go to SSA.gov. Get that information. And then also on the annuities, now you start stacking these things. How would that feel if you could have all the income you needed, those paychecks coming every month, and still had the investments where if you had to draw something from them every so often to take a trip with the grandchildren, you wanted to gift, do the things you want to do. Just go out to eat every so often and enjoy it. This is what it's about. So as I said, if you want to sit down and take a look at it, an honest, objective assessment of all of these things, just pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. It's not about just how much you save. That's what we said. It's about turning those savings into income. And if you want to explore some of these income strategies and figure out some ideas that are going to make a difference for you and your family, again, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And, or as I said, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar right there. If you want to just send me an email, I will respond to it. I answer questions. You will get an answer, or if you get and you want to schedule time just to chat on the phone, it's all available to you. No cost or obligation. We're here as a resource for you.
630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can always reach Tom Fortino online as well. The website is alphawealthgroup.com. Let me ask you this. When it comes to the same study, by the way, it found that those who use an advisor like yourself, only 34% have even discussed long-term care. Is that a bit of a surprise to you at all?
No, not really, Kevin, because I've been doing this long enough and I know what some of the numbers are. And, you know, this is part of what we do. And as you said, it's not the most pleasant thing to talk about. But as I posed the question before in these previous segments, you know, what happens if the market drops, you know, in your plan? What happens, you know, if there is a long-term illness? What happens if tax rates go up? You know, there's a lot of these what ifs we can talk about. And this, unfortunately, is that one piece. And this is why when I talk about being complete, one of those pieces are those five pillars. And by the way, that report's on our website, the Retirement Roadmap. It goes through all five of these. And then we have reports that go even deeper, creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, having a smart investment plan, protecting assets from these events. That's the asset protection piece and then the estate and legacy piece. But there was this is, again, not a pleasant discussion. We can talk about the risks all day long. What are the risks? One in, you know, there's a 30% chance or whatever. We can get into all those numbers, but it's not about the risk. It's about the consequences. Because if you have to come out of pocket $12,000, and again, pose the question, we know the numbers. I'm not exaggerating them. $10,000 to $12,000 a month in some decent homes. I've dealt with this. You know, what is going to happen to your plan? I'm sorry, I didn't know if I continue. If you want to go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, you can download some of these reports. You know, there was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. It said, my wife and I planned our retirement perfectly, then she got sick. And it's these are these stories we just, you know, they're just really terrible. It's just, you know, fortunately, you know, he's dealing with it. He's doing what he can, but he's a caretaker. And now they're going through a lot of their assets. He worked for the Wall Street Journal. So he's you know, wrote this article on it, you know, and then again, it comes into these other things, having powers of attorney, which is that estate planning piece. You see how there's this overlap and all these things, because it's not just the cost. It's the control of assets. You don't want to have to go through probate court to be able to control assets and act on for your spouse's benefit. This is not something you want. But if we talk about just the costs, you know, there's a way. You said Medicare doesn't pay for it. No, it doesn't. Medicare is for skilled care. It's going to the doctor, having a nurse dealing, you know, those are called skilled care. Custodial care, which is the biggest cost, which is who's going to take care of you, who's going to sit with you, who's going to help you bathe, feed, and all those things. Again, not the most pleasant thing. Or if you have to stay somewhere, as we talked about, if you're going to go to some care facility, you know, then you're talking $10,000 to $12,000. Medicare does not cover that. Again, if you have to go to the doctor, you know, you go to the hospital, yeah, they're going to cover that. You still have Medicare. The Medicare can still do that. You're going to private pay unless you have very little money. I think that you have to spend down. There's these rules, and we don't have to get into all of them, but you know, you have to spend down. If you have $100,000 or $200,000, you're going to pay out of pocket. All right. Now, there's different rules, which we don't have time to get into. If there's a healthy spouse, one spouse, there's exempt assets like the house, the car, and so on. But for the most part, most people out there, you're not going to qualify for Medicaid. And you, I don't know if you didn't want to anyway, but you're going to private pay. And so what does your plan say? Now, you can look at buying some long-term care. There's different ways. You know, again, private paying or self-insuring, there's one way, okay? Maybe not the best way, but maybe you have the assets you want to do that. The second way is, you know, we talked about those annuities, and so they do, some of them offer a long-term care rider. Again, just to look at them and understand how they work, they'll typically pay for a certain number of years long-term care. They may double the income to you, so if you're set one up to give you $50,000 a year for the rest of both your lives, it may bump up to $100,000 a year for a number of years to pay for long-term care if you need it. These are ideas. Again, I want you to be informed and educated. You can buy the vanilla long-term care policy where you pay a premium. It's kind of like any insurance. You pay a premium, you know, so much for a benefit, a daily benefit that lasts 4 or 5 years, 10 years. It could be, you can customize it. You can also buy, now they have life insurance policies. Those are another way where you can use your death benefit during your lifetime. So if you buy $500,000 policy, you can use most of that to pay for long-term care during your lifetime. And to the extent you don't get, you know, goes to your children and grandchildren or your spouse. If you never use it, there's a death benefit. So it's not a use it or lose it. Again, we don't have time to get into all these, but I just want to let you know how many of you have taken a look at these ideas. You know, you can have a benefit that says in the event there is a long-term illness, I have the ability to pay for it. I can provide care for my spouse or for myself, because that's really important. As I said, you don't really want to qualify for Medicaid, because then you have the funds to cover it. And then the healthy spouse who may live another 10 or 20 years, you preserve those assets. And if you want to preserve assets to your children, it's something worthwhile to look at. Boy, this is not the most pleasant thing, but you know, that's why we incorporate that into one of those five pillars. As I said, there's a lot of different ways to get to this, and that's something we do. I go through all of this with the clients or anyone who comes in to say, here's your options. I want you to know you have more than one, and what works best for you in your situation. If you can supplement this, hey, that's a good thing. And so you're not in these situations where, you know, you don't have many options. The time is now if you want to take a look at some of these things and get some information on them. So if you want, again, to take a look and get some answers on, does this make sense for you? You can give us, our team, a call. You can go to our website, but alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And as I said, get on our calendar, give us a call, email us, or if you want to come in and sit down and talk about this, we can have a whole session on it. You'll understand your options. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and let's take a look at, hey, how can I create that moat, the proverbial moat around the castle? I've done the things, you know, we create income we can't outlive, we minimize taxes, we have a great investment plan, and then all of a sudden one of these events happens. What does that do to the plan? That's why it's so important to have this as part of your planning and at least understand the consequences.
Like Tom said, talking about long-term care, talking about your future in that type of light, not exactly the most entertaining conversations you're ever going to have. But ultimately, Tom, they could be some of the most important conversations you have when it comes to discussing long-term care. That number, by the way, looking at that stat again, that survey from Nationwide, 58% think Medicare covers long-term care expenses, and 34% who use a financial advisor, 34% have actually discussed it. If you'd like to have those conversations, you'd like to start putting that plan in place when it comes to long-term care for your retirement, Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group, they are here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Get on his calendar today by dialing 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711, or online anytime. The website is alphawealthgroup.com. Don't forget there, you can download those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports. You can sign up for Tom's upcoming classes, which we will have a number of here in 2026. That and more at the website, alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, they say time flies when we're having fun. Been another great show here today. And, sir, before we run out of time, I'd love to leave the floor all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, you know, that's our goal every week. We try to touch upon these areas, whether it's tax planning, investment planning, income planning, asset protection, estate planning. You know, we can only cover so much. I'll mention we're here next week, same time, same station, where we'll cover more topics. And my goal is always, if you can come away with one or two good ideas or something that motivates you to take action.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.